In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The man was paralyzed, unable to walk, unable to free himself from the shackles of the debility that bound him. But he had friends, four of them, our gospel tells us, who loved him so much that they wanted him to come into the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So they picked him up and carried him to where Jesus was. And they were so intent on their task that they literally tore a hole in the roof to lower this man so he could be in the presence of our Lord and our Savior. Jesus, upon seeing their faith, says to the man, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Now, at first glance, it may seem that Jesus missed the point here. These men went to a lot of work and effort to bring this man before Jesus, not to have words spoken over him, but they wanted something to be done. They wanted him to be healed. But instead, Jesus gives them words, "Your sins are forgiven." But the scribes and Pharisees standing nearby knew exactly what Jesus was saying, and the evil sprung up in their hearts as they thought, "This man blasphemes. How dare he say that? Who does he think he is, God Almighty?" For they knew that only God could forgive sins. Jesus, though, recognizes they are thinking this evil in their hearts. The evil was they didn't believe. Their faith was virtually non-existent. So Jesus asked the question, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or 'Arise and walk'?" Now, from our perspective, it may appear that to say the words, "Your sins are forgiven you," would be the easy thing to do. They're just words. Anyone can say words. What's the big deal? But Jesus' point is that it's far easier to heal the body than it is to heal the soul through the release of forgiveness of sins. But Jesus, true God and true man, does more. So he first does the hard thing of forgiving the man's sins, and secondly does the easy thing of healing the body. For in Jesus' mind, the two go together. Forgiveness of sins leads to resurrection and new life. We, by nature, just don't see things that way. Throughout the history of the world, there's been a fascination, almost an obsession with doctors. They can heal the body, they can cure, they can fix broken limbs, and we should hold them in high regard, for indeed they do take care of this wonderful temple that God has given us and do God's work, as we confess in the first article of the Creed. But so often that's as far as it goes. So often we don't get beyond the healing of the body. So often we just can't get past what God continues to do for us every day. We can easily obsess about the things of this life, and we forget the greater questions. We discard or count as unimportant how God heals both soul and body through the forgiveness of sins. The words spoken to you this morning, "I forgive you your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit," from the liturgy, are indeed just words. But they are words that have been bought with a price, the very blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross for you. They are the most expensive words in the world, given and shed for you. You see, this is the treasure that God gives us through word and sacrament. The treasure is forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. The treasure is Jesus Christ himself and the work that he did on the cross for you. This treasure is priceless and is worth far more than the health of the body. For with these words come healing, not just healing for the moment. For with these words, healing reaches far beyond the grave. With these words, God heals your soul and your body. And with these words, God gives you the greatest treasure of all. The problem, of course, is we don't see it. You can't measure forgiveness. It isn't something you can grasp or calculate or figure out. Furthermore, you basically can't even feel it. We want to be able to grab hold of it in order to figure it out. We want to reason it. There's time in our lives that we feel on top of the world. Everything is going our way. Things are all coming up roses, and God is with us, and we are confident of that. But then we get depressed. We feel guilty, confused, or a thousand other emotions that may go through our bodies these days, and it is easy in those dark hours to forget. Number one, God is with us, and number two, our sins are forgiven. But God's word remains secure. For Christ's forgiveness in the words, "This is my body, this is my blood, for the forgiveness of sins," those words don't go away. God's word, the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name and work are the rock upon which our Christian life is based. I mean, think about it for a moment. This sick man in our text today, his friends brought him. And Jesus looked at their faith and forgave his sins. They came to bring him for healing, but Jesus first forgives the sins. In your baptisms, at least for most of you, someone else brought you to the font, where through the water and the word and regeneration of the Holy Spirit, you entered into new life and received forgiveness of sins through the work of someone else bringing you. And even if you were baptized as an adult, someone brought you, someone invited you, someone connected you to God's word. God heard their prayers and forgives your sins. It's hard to understand, I know, but that's the nature of God's mercy. Comes to us in an undeserved manner. Pastor, student, layman, we are by nature sinful and unclean, and God continues to forgive us. He comes down and gives beyond our wildest dreams. And you will find out in a few short years or even less that people come to church for different reasons. Some come out of habit, some come out of guilt, or for fellowship, or a thousand other reasons for them to show up. But for whatever reason they come, God gives these gifts. He gave his son over to death so that you, with all your quirky motivations, all of your messed up lives and sinful lives, would receive that greatest treasure of all, forgiveness of sins. So in this house of God, or the house of God you may be in on this weekend, may not always seem as things are. For from the naked eye, you can look out and you see a band of sinners. You will see people you like and maybe some that you don't like. But we can truly say with Jacob, "Surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know it. How awesome is this place? For this is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." You see, in this place, hiding behind simple words of water, bread, wine, the triune God comes to you to forgive your sins. They're the hardest words in the world to say. But because of Christ's work on the cross for you, God says them to you today. Sons, daughters, your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.